Hi everyone, welcome back to English with Lucy. I've got a short little video for you today. It's been highly requested. It's all about British slang. So today I'm going to talk to you about five slang words and phrases that we use here in England. The first slang word is the tube. And any of you that have visited London will know this quite well. The tube, for us, is the underground. But we would never call it a metro or the underground. We normally call it the tube. And that's because it's in the shape of a tube. So if you visit London, make sure you ask for the nearest tube station. Now, people will understand you if you say metro station or underground station. But if you want to sound like a native, the tube. Okay, the next word is local. So if I say, oh, I'm just popping down to my local, what would I be saying? What do I mean? Well, I mean I'm popping down, just quickly visiting my local pub. Now, a big part of British culture is going to the pub, so it's very fitting that we have a slang word for it, the local. And this is a slang word that I use quite a lot. I'd say, oh yes, we just met in my local, and everyone knows I'm referring to my local pub. The next word is thrash, and this is a verb, to thrash. Now, what would I be saying if I said, I absolutely thrashed him? Well, we'd be saying, I beat him. Not in a physical sense, it means in a game. It means I won over someone. So say I was playing cards with my dad and I won by a long way. I would say, yeah, I absolutely thrashed him. The next British slang word is iffy. So if I say, oh no, that sounds a bit iffy. What would I be saying? Iffy refers to something incorrect or not quite right. So if my mum says to me, Lucy, I've just received an email and a really rich prince wants to give me £200 million, I would say, oh mum, that sounds a bit iffy. I don't think that's quite right. And the final word, skint. Skint. So if I said, I bought all this new camera equipment and now I'm totally skint, what would I be saying? It means I have no money. Or I think Americans would say broke in this case, but for us we would say skint. If someone invites me out but I can't go because I've not got enough money, I'd just say, nah, I'm skint. Okay, those were my five British slang words and phrases. I hope you enjoyed them. Comment below if you know any more. I'm always interested to hear the weird and wonderful slang phrases that you hear on your travels. Some of them I don't even use myself, so it's very entertaining to read those. And if you like the British accent and you want to improve your British English pronunciation, why not join in my free live pronunciation lesson? It's every Sunday at 4:30 London GMT time on my English with Lucy Facebook page. Loads of you join in every week and it's really good fun, and I like seeing the same names coming back every week. So if you want to become a regular, join in now. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media, and I will see you for another lesson very, very soon. Mwah!